Hey, everybody. What's up, you fucking weirdos? It's your old pal Ian here, and I'm coming to you live from the woods. That's right, the woods. And I don't mean the woods as in like, oh, it's this bar in Bushwick, it's really fun. I mean the straight up rocks, trees, bugs, stones, animals, woods, baby. That's right. This past weekend, I spent my time in a cabin in the woods in upstate New York, the Catskills, in a yurt. That's right, a yurt. You know what a yurt is? It's like a cylindrical shaped abode, home. It is this little cabin and it is so perfect. Right now I'm hiking behind the cabin in the woods and I needed to get out of the city. I needed to breathe and I went by myself. Will you hear that? That's a waterfall. Hear this? That's my feet walking on rocks. We're gonna get some bird sounds soon, but man, it's so funny. I came up by myself, drove up 3 hours. I get in 11 o'clock at night. First of all, it was storming, couldn't see anything. And I pull into somebody else's driveway, which was funny. They came out 11 o'clock at night in the woods. I went into someone else's secluded driveway. Whoopsie daisy. My buddy Wes, it's his cabin. So he let me come up for the weekend. And I'm by myself the whole time. You know, I've talked about this before, but I got that negative repeater in my brain. It tells me shit that ain't true. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. People out there can relate where you got that thing in your head that's like, hey, you're fucking, you suck, you suck, you suck. And man, I get in this cabin and it's hitting me hard. I haven't talked out loud at all to anyone. You know, when that guy came out, I just waved. Didn't say nothing. And I straight up am in this cabin, and the first thing I said out loud was, you're not stupid. Just completely alone. You're not stupid. Speaking of stupid, this view right now is fucking stupid. I am just looking at miles of trees and forest. And the trees just blend right into the sky. I'm looking at mountains. I am in the middle of a clearing. I'm going to climb up on some of these rocks. If I die, I don't know if anyone will ever hear this, but oh my God. Good God Almighty. I wonder if there's snakes back here. Wow, I feel like a kid. Holy shit, I am at the edge. I don't even have my phone with me or else I'd take a picture. Yo! Ha ha! I'm not stupid! I am smart and I have value! Yeah. Oh, a dog just barked. I hope no neighbors heard that. Well, maybe they need to hear it. You hear that? With some chirping crickets. I am a person of value. I love you. That's pretty neat. I could say bad things, but I won't because it's not positive. Wow, I am literally on the edge of a rock face right now. If I fall, holy shit, that'll be the end of it all, baby. Well, there's a dog. I wonder if there are like neighbors I didn't know about that heard me. I'm like, some idiot is out there. I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm just a person yelling affirmations. Oh, hi, Cricket. Oh, wow. That's a praying mantis. Hey, praying mantis, TMZ here. Who's the last lover that you killed? No, you don't want to talk about it? Why is it that you were serial killers? What is the deal? You know, men can help you. You don't have to kill us. Although you got the right idea, you know, and the majority of us are evil, creepy, fucking stupid bastards. But do you have anything to say to the families of the men you've killed?
They had it coming.
Oh, they had it coming. Oh, my God. Wow. Maybe you're just picking the wrong ones. Oh, man. Yesterday, I woke up 8 a.m., went out. There's been no service, no cell phone. It's been amazing. I went out straight up, went to this little market, got breakfast, wrote, felt good about it, wrote some poems, went back to the cabin, changed my outfit, and I said, I'm going hiking, baby. And that's right. I went and I hiked a 2-mile trail. Ain't that bad, but for me, whoo, it was a lot. 2-mile trail. Saw these old hotel ruins. I climbed inside of them. You weren't supposed to, but rules are meant to be broken. Climbed inside of them. Hopped around. Then I went further up. I went to a fire tower. I had no idea, but fire towers, they used to have these coordinates on a map. Each inch reflected a distance, and when they would see fire, they'd go up in the tower, and then they'd radio to the other tower and say, hey, you're about 5 inches off from the left landmark, and then they would coordinate and triangulate where the fire was, and that's pretty neat. You could see 15 miles in any direction. Sky was a bit cloudy, so you couldn't see much, but it's very funny. They had an outlay of all the surrounding mountains, and they were Blackhead Mountain, Indian Head Mountain, Plateau Mountain, Rockface Mountain, Thomas Cole Mountain. Yeah, I wonder who named all those mountains, Tommy. Oh, man, it's hot out. I haven't been out in nature in so long. I used to do it all the time when I was a kid. All the time. My family used to go hiking, camping, canoeing. It was so wonderful. And then my dad died and that all stopped. Because it was tough. You go and you do the same things that you used to do with a guy who's dead, and all you can do is sing about the guy who's dead. And that makes you sad, so you don't do things that make you sad. And then I had an uncle who I never really meshed well with. He took me out canoeing, and I was so nervous. He let me steer the canoe. We fucking hit a bank, and we went in the water. We never hung out again. Man, felt so good to get out in nature and breathe, not be on my phone. I'm so addicted to that phone. Guess what? I put it away. Nobody's calling. I'm not missing anything. I live in the goddamn city and I think, oh, I gotta be here, I gotta be there, I gotta be available. For what? Shit doesn't matter. God, it was so nice to be in this cabin alone, read. Oh, I read a book. Can you believe it? I read a book. An entire book in 2 days. I didn't think I could read anymore. Every time I'm on the train, oh, what's this? What's that? Oh, I gotta check my phone. I turned my phone off, didn't check shit, felt fucking amazing. Amazing. I feel so rejuvenated and refreshed, and I am so friggin' lucky to be able to get out of the city. That goddamn city tears me apart. I don't even realize it. I'm just straight up all the time. God damn. It's like someone put an oxygen mask over my face and I can breathe. I slept with the windows open, heard the crickets chirping, owls howling. Good God, it was hot. But it was all right, man. It was all right. I lived, I thrived, I survived. And I haven't been scared. Been walking around alone in the dark in the woods at night. Haven't been scared. Haven't been creeped out. I feel safe. I feel secure. I gotta do this more often. The city's great, but man, the people up here, it's just so wonderful. I've been surrounded by people when I was hiking, and not one person begged for change. I didn't smell human piss, not once. Can you believe it? And everywhere I had to go, no malevolent force stopped me from getting there. And by malevolent force, I mean the goddamn MTA, those fucking bloodsuckers. I'm upstate right now. I should head up to Albany and have a fucking talk with Cuomo. Say, hey, man, you're fucking us. But that's a tale for another day. You know, I think I want to share this joy with old Gail. I'm going to give her a call and see what she's up to and let her know what I'm up to as well.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing? Where are you? How was your excursion that you went on without your mother?
I'm sitting in the woods, smoking a cigarette, drinking a coffee, listening to a waterfall, staring out at a bunch of mountains.
Oh, sweet. Oh, is it beautiful then?
Oh, it's incredible. Hey, I'm recording you for the podcast, just to let you know.
Oh, gee, thanks for the heads up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I forgot to tell you.
What?
You know, ticks are like everything else, because it's been such a horrible summer. They're like quadruples, and they're all over the place, and they're big. So you're being careful about ticks, right?
Yeah.
Are you checking? Did you bring spray?
Well, when I went out hiking, you know, they had a trail, and I made sure to go off the trail and kind of rub my head up against a bunch of trees and plants and stuff.
You know, they fall down out of the trees and, like, fly in your hair.
Yeah, I have a big, like, lump on my head. Maybe I hit my head, but it keeps getting bigger.
It's a tick.
Oh, no.
And, idiot, I'm serious. I know your podcast, but I'm really serious. When you pull them out, don't panic and pull them out sideways. You have to get down as close to the skin and pull it straight out.
Uh-huh.
Idiot, I know I'm sounding like a freak, but... It's
no,
true.
I made sure. I when I showered, I went through my hair and I stayed on the trails. I didn't go off the trails.
But Ian, they're still on the trails.
I know. What else do you want me to do? I checked my head.
All right. I'm just telling you.
I know. I'm aware.
Are you wearing a hat?
No, I haven't been wearing a hat.
All right. Well, just extra. Check yourself.
I have been.
Good. Good. Oh, so it's beautiful.
Oh, it's incredible, Mom.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yep. I had my phone turned off. And I slept with the windows open, waking up 8 a.m., making coffee, drinking it on a rock.
Oh, you sound wonderful. Oh, it sounds amazing.
I went hiking yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yep, and then I went to this church where Bob Dylan got married.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Oh, how beautiful, man. I'm so glad.
And there was
a beautiful day.
There was a guest book, and I signed it. I said, Ian Fidance, with the love and memory of his father with him. Rest in peace, John Thomas Fidance Jr.
Oh, yeah, boy. We were really hikers and campers, weren't we?
Yeah.
And you always had to go on the edge of everything.
Yep.
People would say, he's going to fall.
And you guys said, well, let him.
Huh, could it only be true?
Remember that time we went camping with Dave Anderson and his family and I ruined the trip for everyone?
Oh, you didn't ruin it. You were a pain in the butt, though.
Yeah, I annoyed everyone.
Oh, did you annoy? Well, you usually do, but, you know, when you're in close quarters like that and we did everything with them, yeah, you were little.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble.
You got what?
In a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you only went fishing. You were throwing with the fishing poles.
Throwing rocks in the water.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, that's our Ian. Right? Yep.
Mr. Annoyance.
Yep. Oh, my God, Ian. Yeah, boy. All those times we went hiking and...
Camping.
And camping. And, oh, my God.
Do you remember
God.
When we were driving up to the mountains and Dad told me not to put my arm out the window, so I put my arm out the window and my Superman coloring book flew out and I cried so much he had to pull over and get it?
He did. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cry. Scream to the top of your lungs. Cried. Oh, yeah, I remember. And it was on a busy road. Daddy turned all the way around. Oh, my God. Yeah, you got attached to the weirdest things.
Uh-huh.
Do you still do? Oh, yeah, but we've had a lot of wonderful times. Remember those little tiny cabins without water and stuff that we used to rent?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when we went in the tent, we always went way away from everybody else.
Yeah.
We had dug our little potty in the ground.
Yep. Yeah, and remember...
Love that.
Remember when I found that, what was it? Not a muskrat, not a rabbit, not a squirrel. It was a little animal in a hole and it would come out and I would play with it. So then I put a bunch of hearts around it and my name.
Oh, yes.
And I made you guys lay down with me in the dirt and take a picture. Yeah, that was my friend.
Yeah, I know. It was one of those little, oh, my God, what was the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Right? Yeah, it had a tail with, like, white on it.
Like little stripes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, not a robin, a rabbit, a squirrel. It's like a type of squirrel.
Right, but it's a small little...
It was like what Chippendale the Rescue Rangers were.
Oh, my God, there's a name for them. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I hate that.
I know. I can't think of it.
Oh, my God, I know it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woof. You never stopped. Oh, my God, Ian.
A chipmunk?
No.
Yeah, I think it was a chipmunk.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I see it as we are speaking now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want me to bring that thing home with us.
Yep.
You always make friends wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. Whether they're animals or human. I can't be alone with self.
Oh, my God. Mud on a mayor. Yep. Yep. And all those trips down the Brandywine in our canoe.
Yep.
When you and Daddy used to tip it. And I would go over.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? Hold on tight, because we're going to... I could tell by your eyes and you whispering that something was going to happen. You know, I just let it happen so you two could get a good laugh out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish you could see this up here, Mom. It's real nice.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad. How much? What time do you have to be back in New York?
I don't have anything till tomorrow.
Oh, good. So you're going to spend the night there?
No, I'm going to leave tonight. I'll probably leave in a couple hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it sounds just perfect. What you needed.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
God, I had to get out of the city.
Yeah.
It's making me nuts.
I bet. I bet. Nuttier.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me for correcting.
Yeah, this place is real nice. It's just such a small little cabin. It's so perfect.
Oh, how nice of your friend to let you use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Oh, you slept with the windows open.
Yep.
Have you seen any critters?
No, there was a rattlesnake yesterday.
A rattlesnake?
Yeah, up in one of the clearings.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Neat? Yeah. How far away were you from it?
Well, I tried to grab it so I could get a picture with it.
I bet you did.
No, I'm kidding.
At least you got a stick, I'm sure, trying to... Oh, my God, Ian.
No, I didn't. There was a kid there that... Because there was like a 8-story fire tower that you could climb on top of this mountain. And you had to wait in line, and there was this kid that was so annoying, and he had such a high-pitched voice, and he reminded me of me. Oh, I hated him. I hated him. Mm-hmm. God, I just wanted him to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. God, was he running around and talking to everybody and touching everybody?
Oh my God. These people were playing a crossword puzzle in the fire cabin. And I went in, you know, I was out of breath. I climbed up this mountain and this woman brought me water. And I'm sitting there and they had a table with Scrabble with like woods words like rattler, cabin, fire. And this couple is playing it, and the kid goes up and he goes, "I find snake. Look, there's snake. Look, there's tower." And they were playing the game, and he was like interrupting them, and I was like, "Oh God, this fucking kid."
Interrupting?
Dad, can I have your phone? Look at this. Look, what's? Oh, the hotel. Look at what it says with the hotel. Dad, can I get a cookie? Can I get a snack? You think we'll see a snake? Oh.
And once he poking his parents at this, you always had to poke when you talked.
At least I was cute when I did. This is a little fat kid.
You were cute. That long, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And those teeth. Oh, my God, Ian. Yeah, you still are cute, but you are really cute. Those ringlets, that hair of yours. Yeah. Too bad you're losing it.
Losing what?
Not your annoyances. Maybe your hair.
I'm not losing my hair. It's just taking a couple steps back.
There you go. You still have your curls.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a haircut.
You got a haircut?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, I shaved my head.
You did not.
Yep.
Remember when we shaved your head and all the Blue Rocks guys signed their name on it with...
marker.
Magic marker.
Yeah, remember it was for that contest, Snip by Stu? And at the end of a Blue Rocks game, everyone in the stadium went to one side of the stadium on top of the dugout to watch us get our head shaved, and Grammy was the only person on the other side of the stadium sitting alone.
Yeah, I do.
Because she was upset I was cutting off my pretty curls.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Then she was mortified when you had all those signatures on your head.
Yeah, if only she could see all my tattoos now.
Trouble. Poppy would love them and she would have a fit.
Uh-huh. Well, I got one on me that Poppy made.
I know. That's right. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, the painting.
Uh-huh. Yep. She was a fishing pole. I crack up every time. You never were a patient fisher. Mm. Oh, my God.
Takes too damn long.
Annoying. Whew. Am I going to get one? Out came the pole. We have to, like, I have to see if I have one. That'd be like the little bob or no. Oh, my God, Ian.
Yep.
Mud on him, Mia. What a joy you've been. Seriously, we never had a dull moment.
That's a fun way of looking at it.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Good laughs.
I'm going to get going. I'm going to finish reading this book, do some writing, then I'm going to head back to the city.
Oh, thanks for calling. I'm so glad. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, it's nice.
And you're having a lot of good memories.
Yep.
Yay.
I'm going to make enough money one day. I'm going to buy a little cabin like this and come up on the weekends.
Oh. Yeah, I'd much rather be up in the mountains than at the beach. Yeah, that's all you need, one room.
Nah, I'm going to make enough money. I'm going to have a little cabin at the beach and a cabin up in the woods.
Okay.
And I'll have my apartment.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Good. All right, well, I know you don't want to hear this, but really, seriously, check for those ticks, Ian.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
Hello?
Ian?
Hello, this is Terry the Tick.
To talk.
I'm living on top of your son's head. He said he wants to keep me there because it looks like he's got a full head of hair now. I'm going to be staying around for a while. I just want to thank you for raising such a sweet boy. His blood is mighty tasty.
Oh, my God, Ian. Oh, my God. If that tick has babies, they're going to be so hyper. They're going to be, like, running all over. Yeah. You're going to have lots of fillers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You probably would leave a tick in your head if it made you look like you had more of a hairline.
All right. Well, that joke cut a little too deep.
Remember, Ian, now, that was a good one. But if you...
Bye, Terry. See you, Terry. See you later.
Bye now. I'll be having a fun time living on the top of your head.
Did you meet my new friend?
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, Jesus. That was a good one. But seriously. See, you get me stuttering.
I think the phone's breaking up.
Yeah. Pull it straight out, not get
it
close to the skin, and
cut it,
you don't know. All right, I love you.
All right, love you too, Mom. Bye.
Thanks for the laughs.
Uh-huh, see ya.
Oh, it sounds so beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, enjoy.
All right, bye-bye.
We love you.
Yep. Love you too, bye.
Is the fine comb to go through your hair to get all those ticks?
I can. If I use a comb, some of my hair might fall out.
Oh, my God. All right. I've had enough.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there it is, folks. Another episode in the books. And boy, oh boy, was it a real self-exploratory episode. That's right. Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but I went to the woods for two nights this weekend. So, yeah, I'm pretty much the Thoreau of my generation. Ain't that the truth? All joking aside, it felt so good to unplug, turn off, disconnect, and turn out to my relationship with nature. Felt really, really good. And I can do little things like that in the city, I think. The waking up early, the exploring, I don't know. All I know is that my buddy Wes is a good pal for letting me go up to his cabin for the weekend. Thank you to him, Wes Schultz, previous guest, friend of the show. Really appreciate it. Had a good talk with Gail. Always loved making her laugh. That felt good. You know what feels good is if you donate to my Patreon. Patreon.com/IanFidance. Well, if you can't do that, what would mean more is coming out to see me live. That's right. IanFidance.com for a list of show dates. This weekend, oh boy. Thursday, Friday, I'm in Massachusetts. Open up for old Dan St. Germain. He's got a new album out, coming out Friday, doing an album tour. Grateful he's bringing me out on the road. Going to be at the Comedy Loft Thursday and Laughs Boston Friday. If you're in the Boston area, you should come out. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be at the Cellar next week. Stand Up New York, UCB Theater. Got a bunch of fun stuff. IanFidance.com. Check it out. IAnimal on Instagram. I don't know what else to say, but to say I'm grateful that I got to feel the fresh air in my lungs. I cannot intimate to you enough how much that helped and just felt me to feel rejuvenated and fresh. Good God, all fucking mighty. Call me Downey. I'm the fresh man. Is that the Downey theme? I don't know. But what I do know is that I appreciate you. And I thank you for listening. It means a lot. And I hope you mean a lot to yourselves. And I hope you appreciate yourselves. And above all, I hope you enjoy every sandwich. I love you. Bye.